Hello, friends. Welcome into Joe Kelly's Van Chronicles. Whatever episode this may or may not be, I've kind of lost track. There aren't even that many, and I've lost track already. Gonna have a good time, guys. It's gonna be real fun. Getting back, we're just gonna get into it. I really don't give a shit right now. If you check the last episode I did, I was in Flint, Michigan, and now I'm back in Nashville for the time being, and I feel like I've been making some changes in my life since I've been back here. I've been drinking a whole lot less. There are some days where I don't drink at all, and those were pretty foreign for the past while. I've been a drunk for a minute, and I don't think it was helping me. I think being back in Flint kind of rattled something in my brain. I've been so distant from my family and all sorts of shit. I've just been drinking a lot, and I think I've been relatively unhappy. But the past couple weeks have been great, you know. Been drinking less, been getting up earlier, been, you know, working out, going to the gym, sometimes just running outside. It feels good. Eating healthier, too. Eating a lot of kale, a lot of salads. It's been wonderful. It makes you feel good, inside and out. Makes your BMs, your bowel movements, real smooth. And that's something that's very enjoyable, you know. Because even before, when I was drinking a whole bunch, I love salads. Salads are one of my favorite foods in the world. Love eating salad. So good. But when you pile 12 beers on top of a salad, it kind of just rushes out of you. But if you drink a whole bunch of water and eat salads, it's just real nice. It just feels good. Just slides right out. It's a wonderful thing. I recommend everybody do it. So back in Nashville for now, I'm leaving with my friend Mary J. Berger in just a few days to go on our Hags tour, our Have a Great Summer tour. We're going to be going all over the Southeast. I'm really excited. I'm just happy to get out of Nashville for a little bit, get away from everybody, get away from open mics, and just kind of work on sets, like get to do actual sets around people and hopefully real audiences, or hopefully, not the open mics. Now I feel bad that I said real audiences. Not that open mics don't have real audiences, but for me, there's like a certain obligation to always try and have new shit at open mics. So it's like, oh, I can kind of work on this older stuff that I know is kind of solid and, you know, see how that evolves rather than going, okay, I got a joke that I came up with on Tuesday. It works real good. I'll do it Wednesday, Thursday, and then it's gone until I get, you know, get to do a longer set. So I'm really excited to get out of town for a little while. I think that's why I felt so good getting back to Flint and spending like 5 days there and then coming back to Nashville. But now I'm kind of back in a little bit of a rut. So I think I've decided to move. I think my time in Nashville is coming to an end rather quickly. I think it may have ended a while ago, and I've just kind of been bumming around because I don't really know what to do. But I'm just going to go. I think in September, I think I'm going to head out west and go kind of like Portland, Seattle area. Probably stay in Seattle since I have a couple of friends out there, someone I can stay with. And then I have my other buddy, Jason, who lives relatively close, like an hour. And Seattle and Portland are only 3 hours away, so I think it'd be fun to kind of spend time bouncing back and forth in between the comedy scenes and trying to see if I can't establish myself in two. And that way, in the logic for me in doing that is that I won't get burnt out. I'm just burnt out here in Nashville, and I feel bad, you know? I'm just real short fuse right now, real testy, real annoyed with everything, real burnout on mics, real burnout on seeing the same people. You know, and it's like forming like negative thoughts towards people. And I don't know how much of it is deserved and how much of it isn't. Because I do feel like sometimes, like, I don't know, I'm an asshole. I know I am. I'm just kind of a prick. I'm a really, really nice person. I know I am. Like, deep down, I'm a nice person, but you got to get to that. Like, I'm an asshole. I kind of am an asshole, just in a social sense, in the fact that I don't subscribe to a lot of, I guess, rules or how you're supposed to act and, like, you know, you got to treat everybody the same. No, fuck that. You treat people how they act. If people are acting like assholes, don't be fucking nice to them. I refuse. Like, I'm not going to be nice to you if you're acting like a prick, you know. gonna kiss your ass and suck up to you. I don't do it. And I think a lot of people say they don't, but I don't know. I just won't. And I don't know where this is going to at this point. I'm just real burnt out. I'm real tired. I'm real tired of people. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's healthy. So I'm just going to go, you know? I have no real reason to stay in Nashville other than my friends, you know? And those seem to be getting less and less lately, too, and that's probably on me, you know? I think it's a two-way street friendship, but a lot of it's on me. I put up walls. I get, like, you know, if I open up to somebody and something goes wrong, it's like that door shuts real quick. You don't get many opportunities with me. And I don't know how much of that is like a willingness thing where I'm like, you know, I'm just not going to give people, or I'm making the conscious decision to not give people opportunities, you know? I don't know if that's a conscious decision. I feel like it's more of an unconscious thing where it's just, you know, I don't trust a lot of people. I just don't. I try, but I think it comes back to bite you in the ass a lot of the time. So I'm very selective with who I trust and who I feel like I can be comfortable with. And those are the people I miss, that I'll miss a whole lot. But the people that I really miss, I don't doubt that we'll, you know, we'll meet each other again. We'll link up down the line, whether it's through comedy or whether it's through something else. I hope it would be comedy since, you know, my best of friends are comedians, are really funny people. So I'd like to see them somewhere down the line as far as, like, we're both doing something with comedy. And wouldn't that be great? But other than that, other than the friendships, I have no real reason to be in Nashville. I have none. And now I need a drink. I don't have a reason to be here. I have none. Nashville has never been a place I wanted to be. If that makes any sense. Not saying that I haven't enjoyed it here and I haven't enjoyed my time in Nashville, and not that Nashville hasn't treated me well. It has. It's been a good time. But it was never like, that's the place I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Nashville. You know? Most of the places I've lived, I've moved around a lot. I don't know if I've touched bases on that on any of these episodes. I can't really remember. But I left Flint, Michigan in 2009, and I lived in upstate New York for a little bit in Utica. Utica wasn't a place I wanted to go. It was a place I could go, you know. I got fired from the radio station or got laid off, whatever you want to call it, is due to budget cuts. That's what they said anyway, which I don't know how much of that I believe either. It was one of those things where the loyalty was in the wrong place. My loyalty was with somebody I respected. And he got fired. So then once he got fired, the people I respected, that's who I was kind of loyal to. And they ended up all getting fired. So then I was around a bunch of people that, I don't know, I didn't feel like I necessarily respected. And so I got cut out of the budget and moved to Utica, New York with a gentleman who I was working with. He got a morning show, morning radio show. And so again, not a place I wanted to go, was just a place I could go. He got fired 2 months later, moved down to Washington, D.C. Same thing. Not a place I wanted to go, but a place I could go. We had a connection there. You know, we knew a guy. And so we could get some work. And then came here for a few months, was planning on going to Maui. That was a place I wanted to go, and I could go. You know, I was looking to escape Washington, D.C., was looking to escape life, looking to escape society, looking to escape the world. I didn't think it was going to end well at that point in time. When did I move out there? I moved out there in early 2012. I just got into a lot of conspiracies and stuff, and I didn't, when I was living in D.C., watching a lot of videos, reading a lot of shit that just kind of fucked with my head. And most of it I still believe. I wonder if you can hear that rambling around upstairs. But it's like, yeah, the world's going to end. I got to get out of here. I got to get off the grid. I got to figure out what life is actually about. And maybe that's more what it was, is figuring out what life was to me rather than just running away. But that was, I guess, kind of a somewhere I wanted to be and could be. I think people want to be a lot of places, but they can't. You know, they don't have, like, a connection. Fortunately, I had another connection. I had a Bonnie to my Clyde to go run away with to escape the world on Maui. Oh, it was so fun. It's kind of like a love story. you know? You meet a lady and you both kind of have these similar ideas of what you want in life and where the world's going. You know, you're 23, she might be 30, whatever. But you're kind of in the same mindset. So it's like, well, let's just run away together. And it's like, cool, let's do that. So I went out there, and then I guess I realized that wasn't entirely what I wanted to do. What I wanted to do was start telling jokes. So again, I called my buddy back in Nashville, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm thinking about leaving Maui. And he goes, well, there's a job here for you if you want it. Somebody just quit yesterday or got fired or whatever it was. So I came back. So I was like, perfect, I'll come to Nashville, I'll start doing comedy there, and we'll see where it goes. And this is where it's taken me. It's taken me, you know, I feel like I've done okay for the 3.5 years I've been doing it. I've got to do some cool shit, I've got to do some real fun shows, I've got to work with some amazing people, and I think that's it for me. I think this is it for me in Nashville. I think I'm done here. I feel, again, I don't feel like I'm evolving anymore. I feel better not drinking for the past couple weeks. Not that I haven't drank. I had a couple beers, 2 beers yesterday, which again is different from the normal 12. I'm not drinking tonight. You know, it's fine. Not drinking's fine. Even Tuesday. Tuesday was the big night to get shit-faced. I had 3 beers, and that was it, which maybe still seems like a lot. It's like, oh, you're still drinking, but it's like, you don't know how I feel. I don't want to be judged for this part. People quit cold turkey, and I did that for a little bit, but then it was like, you know what, I'm just going to have a beer, maybe two, and just have 2 beers, and I can limit myself. I found that I can, that I do have some willpower to it, but I think it's just time to go. I think it's time to move along and try and figure out what else there is out there, and Portland and Seattle have been on my mind for a long time, probably a little bit over a year. And then I got to host for Ron Funches when he came through Zany's. And it was something we kind of talked about. He's like, man, you'd do good in Portland. He's like, you'd do real good there. And I was like, oh, cool. That's something that I would, it's a place I'd like to go. And maybe now's the time, because I'm fucking done here. And I've kind of already planted. I've kind of already planned like a route to where I can go and do a bunch of shows, kind of like another little tour thing, and get out there. And you know, when like you're quitting a job, or it's like, you know, the last 2 weeks of class or something, even the last month of class, and you're just checked out. That's where I'm at now, because I'm moving. Like, there's no, I'm not thinking about it. I'm doing it. Unless something happens where I can't, if something gets fucked up with my van, if there's a health issue, something like that, or if I'm flat broke, if I have a bank account of $0, if I got a bank account of $60, I'll hustle that $60 to get the fuck out of here. I just gotta go. I'm just done with it. I'm done with people, and some of it makes me feel bad, and that's like a part of it where it's like, okay, maybe you get away from it, maybe you move to Seattle and give it a year, and then you'll look back and you'll be like, oh, okay. You know, I was just in a negative place. I was in a weird place. And that's where I feel right now. I'm just way out of it. Way, way out of it. Still having fun, you know, I guess. I think. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know. It's like, is it comedy that's the problem? Or is it just being in one place for too long? Or is it just me? I'm projecting the problems. There are no problems here. Everything's really fine. The comedy scene's fine. It's strong enough, you know. There are stronger ones out there. But it's good. There's good people here. There's really good people here. And for some reason, I hate most of them right now. I just can't stand it. I feel like I've seen too many different sides of people and gotten too involved and too deep in the comedy scene and too deep in people's lives, and you know, in like social media and in actual face-to-face interactions, and there's this weird dynamic between the two where it's like people, you know, they tell you they're somebody but then they're acting like somebody else, and it's just real confusing to me. So I think I need to, that's again another fun thing about bouncing back in between the two scenes. And I get that I could do that with Atlanta, but fuck man, Atlanta's like 6 hours away. That's a 12-hour drive round trip if I want to get there and come back. Where if I do Seattle and Portland, it's like 3 hours. So it's a, you know, it's still a 6 hour round trip, but you know, if I got the van, I could just stay. I just got to figure out how to hustle a little money in between so I don't have to keep coming back to a job. But then I don't think I would get too involved if I had the opportunity to bounce back and forth. And again, that's on me. And there's nothing wrong with people. My brain's fucked up. I'm a fucked up human being. I got all sorts of mental problems and shit. I don't know how to deal with my feelings. I don't know how to talk to people most of the time. You know, and I don't trust people. It's hard to talk to people when you don't fucking trust them, you know. And why don't I trust people? Mainly because I don't trust myself, I guess. I don't trust myself to make good decisions and not be a piece of shit. Even though there are people who will say, Joe, you are not a piece of shit. And maybe I'm not. I don't. Sometimes I think I am, but other times I think I do pretty okay. I try to be as nice as I fucking can to people, but people just don't know when to give you fucking space. You know, they don't know. And then there's like this thing of they're reaching out to you and you're like, man, I need my space. So then they reach harder. It's like a relationship that's failing, you know, and you can kind of feel it fizzling. And then some person starts trying even harder because they're like, no, I want this so bad. And then the other person's like, ugh, get the fuck away from me entirely. Like you just ruined. You ruined every chance we had to kind of mend this thing. So it's like, now I need complete space from you. So I feel like I'm getting that way with people around town. And I'm just kind of retreating within myself. So I got to switch it up. Robert Anton Wilson said the trick to staying young, the fountain of youth, is making a cosmic change every so often in your life. And I think one of those cosmic changes are coming for me. I think it's time to move. I think it's time to get away. I think it's time to go to the West Coast and figure out what life is like over there. Because that's somewhere I'd like to be. And it's somewhere I could be. I could be anywhere. I live in a van. I want to, you know, utilize that a bit more. And I kind of think I have been. Or since I feel like I mentioned that in an earlier podcast, I know I've said those words out loud before. Maybe it was to myself, maybe it was to a microphone, but utilizing my van more, my ability to travel around. And I guess I've done that a little bit. I went to Indiana and then went to Michigan, and then we're going on this tour. Not taking the van on the tour. Kind of a bummer. We're going to take Mary's car. Mary's car might be a little bit better on gas. And I don't think her or Chad, her boyfriend, are comfortable with the whole van idea, staying in the van. But I'd be fine staying in the van. You know, the idea is for us to crash on people's couches, you know, try and find good Samaritans to let us crash in between gigs, just give us a place to sleep for a little bit. But there's two of us, and I feel like, and we got most of it set up, but this was, I'm just making up a scenario where it would be difficult to find people to crash on their couch just so I could take my van, because we'd be like, oh, if we only needed one person to sleep on a couch, I'd just sleep in the van all the time. I don't want to be away from it. It's everything to me right now. It's my home. It has all the shit I own, which isn't much, but it has it. It's in that fucking minivan. So I'm sort of attached to it in some ways. Maybe that's a problem too. Nah, it's fine. You don't have anything to be attached to, Joe. What are you worried about being attached to? A fucking van. It's freedom. That's what it is. It's not an attachment. That's my ticket to be free and be able to move. I will miss my friends a lot. People have been great. But you gotta move along. I do anyway. I don't ever want to feel stuck somewhere. And right now, I did feel stuck up until I made the decision. It's like, I'm going. I'm done. And it feels like a weight's kind of been lifted off me. And I can breathe again sort of thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to move. I'm going to quit drinking for a little while. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to eat healthy. And I'm feeling pretty good. My body feels good. My mind is still a little bit fucked up. What's the definition of insanity? You keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Maybe I'm just spinning my wheels right now here in Nashville. And I think it's showing. And I'm pretty sure people are aware of it. But I just gotta go. So if anybody's listening to this and I've ever hurt your feelings or been kind of a dick, I'd say I'm sorry, but I don't know if I'm entirely sorry. But if I've ever been cold, nah, I can't say that either. I can't be like, if I've ever been cold to you, I'm sorry too. It's like, no, I am cold to some people. Some people can go get fucked. But there are some people who I feel like have been, just gotten caught up in like the tides that are my fucking, or that is my psyche, that are my emotions, that is this mental instability. And I'll apologize for that. But there are other people who've made it through, who've ridden the waves the whole way, and it's like, cool, man. We're going to be friends for a real long time. Even if we won't be together, we'll be friends for a real long time because you caught the wave, you know? You felt it. You didn't fuck it up. This wave was coming, and you just went with it, and you rode it out, and it's like, perfect. Friends for life. Those are the people that you got to get with, that you got to fuck with forever. People who ride the wave, you know? Other people bail on the wave and then they want to catch another one. And it's like, maybe you get another chance. But I have a difficult time doing that. It's like there's a Jaws is like a big surf spot on Maui. And it goes off like once a year, like there's the surf season or whatever. It's like, I guess that's how I am with friends and people. It's like there's one big swell coming. All right? There's one big swell. Everybody gets a chance. But you know, and if you don't make it through that one, it's done. It's over. And maybe I should try and give another swell up. I don't know right now. I really don't. I feel like the past couple podcasts have been sort of a bummer. But it's life. I'm not here to make anybody happy. Well, I'm trying to. I guess I'm trying to make people happy or entertained. I'm just trying to talk. This is a podcast. You want to be happy, then come to a goddamn comedy show. But if you just listen to me ramble, just talking about where I'm at in life, my van life, but really it's just my life. This has very little to do with a van. This just has to do with moving. I'll take my van with me. I know that. I'm gonna sail. Head west. That's the dream, right? You gotta go west. I don't even know. I'm just lost right now here in Nashville. So I'm gonna move. Gonna change things up a bit. I'll miss people. But I'll be back. I'll always come through telling jokes. If shit falls through out there, I wouldn't move back here. That'd be the difference, is I wouldn't come back here to live because I have no reason to. I don't have... My immediate family's not here. My friend family is here right now, like people who are dear friends of mine who would be tighter than my... I'm tighter with them than I am my family, you know? But I couldn't move back here. I'm done with it. I couldn't move back to Washington, D.C. I couldn't move back to Utica, New York. I couldn't move back to Flint, Michigan. I couldn't move back to Maui. Maybe one day when I'm just ready to be done. But I still want to do something. I want to do comedy. I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep doing it regardless. I love it. The moments that I love it are fun. And then the other moments are awful. So that's how you know it's good. That's how you know it's worth it, right? The highs are super high, lows are super low. That's why it's beautiful. It's passion, you know? Something that I feel in my heart, in my soul. But we'll get it all figured out. We're going to wind this one down, guys. I appreciate y'all checking it out again. We're going to launch three of these at the same time. This will be the third. And it'll probably be fun to see the enthusiasm and the emotion just kind of drift off here over the past couple episodes. But I still appreciate you listening. Stick around. It's probably going to get real interesting over the next couple of months. I promise you. I promise you it's going to get fucking interesting. You know, it's going to be real fun. Keep up to date with the tour. And the upcoming tours at my website, joekellycomedy.com. It's K-E-L-L-E-Y, comedy.com. Twitter, Instagram, @utilizeshrooms. I'm going to keep it interesting for you. I promise. I can't guarantee it's going to be all positive and sunshine and fucking rainbow farts, but it's going to be interesting. This might be the longest suicide note ever. Just a series of podcasts that ends up in me being dead. It's not going to... I'm just... That's art, folks. Expressing oneself. Diary of a Madman. The Van Chronicles. Fuck with it. I love you guys. Thanks for checking it out. Appreciate your time. Tune in to the next one. We's gonna keep it fucking wild.